Quite a few people in Iraq have remarked that events there this summer are taking place on Baghdad's schedule, not Washington's. And when they speak of Washington's schedule, they're often referring to a deadline written into the law that authorized the surge of U.S. forces in Iraq. By September 15th, Congress has to see a progress report. And before that date, the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, General David Petraeus, and the U.S. ambassador in Baghdad, Ryan Crocker, must be made available to testify in open and closed sessions before the relevant committees of the Congress. Several Democratic and Republican lawmakers say their continued support of the president's war policy depends on the guidance they hear from Petraeus and Crocker. Seems simple, but now there's a dust-up over just who will be doing what. Will that report be written in the Green Zone or in the White House? And just how open will the testimony of Petraeus and Crocker be? Well, Julian Barnes is Pentagon correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, and he's written about all this. And Julian Barnes, first, what's the dispute over testimony? What kind of testimony?
Well, the question is whether General Petraeus, when he appears before Congress, will just talk about the progress that the Iraqi government has made on the security and political front, or if in addition to that, he'll also talk about his recommendations to the president about how the U.S. military involvement should go forward.
And I assume Democrats in Congress say would like to have the most open questioning possible of General Petraeus?
Absolutely. Democrats have said, well, this is what we're waiting for. We want to know what the future of the surge is, and that's what we want to hear most from General Petraeus. Whereas military officers in Baghdad say, well, the details of that testimony shouldn't be in open session. That needs to be classified. So we want to do that behind closed doors.
And officials in Washington at the White House say?
Well, they're just saying that the Petraeus's recommendations are going to the president first and that he is advising the president, and that's the most important.
Now, if there is a set of public recommendations that the Congress and the public hear is coming out of all this, will those be recommendations actually written in Baghdad by General Petraeus and his staff, or at the White House by President Bush and his staff?
Well, the White House makes the point that the law that required reporting about these benchmarks says that this is a presidential report. So they say that requires them to write it, and that's why they're going to be writing it. But we've all come to expect that this is the Petraeus report, and everyone in Washington is waiting to see what General Petraeus will say. So that's why people were caught surprised when the White House made this assertion that they will be writing the report.
What have we heard from General Petraeus about what he might say in September?
Well, General Petraeus has made it very clear that the surge cannot go on past April, but he's said that he doesn't want any abrupt changes in strategy, and he's been giving us little peeks about what he's going to say publicly and maybe privately here in Washington in September.
And if we put all the peeks together, any sense of what it'll be?
Well, what we're hearing General Petraeus wants to do is talk about moving the troops out of the once volatile areas like Anbar province, where there's been a lot of security progress. And we understand that he will either recommend bringing some of those troops home, redeploying them to another hotspot, or creating a reserve force.
Now, the developments, the actual military developments, are at least arguable. It seems as though Ambassador Crocker has the tougher mission to try to make progress out of what's been going on among the politicians in Baghdad. Is there a similar dispute over whether he will speak or somebody else would speak on his behalf?
I've talked to several military people who have said, you know, the most interesting testimony will be what Crocker mm-hmm. says. Crocker will be coming. He needs to testify. And people want to know how candid he's going to be about the political reality in Iraq.
Julian Barnes, Pentagon correspondent for the LA Times, thank you very much.
Thank you.